Welcome to Midday Prayer for Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. The Lord God is a sun and shield, bestowing favor and honor. Happy are those who trust in God. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. From Psalm 147. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, who has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you. God has established peace on your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat. God sends out a command to the earth, a word that runs very swiftly. God gives snow like wool, scattering frost like ashes. God scatters hail like breadcrumbs. Who can stand against God's cold? The Lord sends forth the word and melts them. The wind blows and the waters flow. God declares the word to Jacob, statutes and judgments to Israel. The Lord has not done so to any other nation. They do not know God's judgments. Hallelujah. Loving God, great builder of the heavenly Jerusalem, you know the number of the stars and call them by name. Heal hearts that are broken, gather those who have been scattered, and enrich us all from the fullness of your eternal wisdom. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelites, and get 12 staffs from them, one for each ancestral house, from all the leaders of their ancestral houses. Write each man's name on his staff, and write Aaron's name on the staff of Levi. For there shall be one staff for the head of each ancestral house. Place them in the tent of meeting before the covenant, where I meet with you. And the staff of the man whom I choose shall sprout. Thus I will put a stop to the complaints of the Israelites that they continually make against you." Moses spoke to the Israelites, and all their leaders gave him staffs, one for each leader, according to their ancestral houses, 12 staffs. And the staff of Aaron was among theirs. So Moses placed the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the covenant. When Moses went into the tent of the covenant on the next day, the staff of Aaron for the house of Levi had sprouted. It put forth buds, produced blossoms, and bore ripe almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staffs from before the Lord to all the Israelites, and they looked, and each man took his staff. And the Lord said to Moses, "Put back the staff of Aaron before the covenant, to be kept as a warning to rebels, so that you may make an end of their complaints against me, or else they will die." Moses did so. Just as the Lord commanded him, so he did. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. The Heidelberg Catechism, question 40. Why did Christ have to suffer death? Because God's justice and truth require it. Nothing else could pay for our sins except the death of the Son of God. Question 41. Why was he buried? His burial testifies that he really died. Question 42. Since Christ has died for us, why do we still have to die? Our death does not pay the debt of our sins. Rather, it puts an end to our sinning and is our entrance into eternal life. Question 43. What further benefit do we receive from Christ's sacrifice and death on the cross? By Christ's power, our old selves are crucified, put to death, and buried with him, so that the evil desires of the flesh may no longer rule us, but that instead we may offer ourselves as a sacrifice of gratitude to him. Question 44. Why does the creed add, "He descended into hell"? To assure me, during attacks of deepest dread and temptation, that Christ my Lord, by suffering unspeakable anguish, pain, and terror of soul on the cross, but also earlier, has delivered me from hellish anguish and torment. A prayer of Ambrose of Milan, circa 339 to 397. Merciful God, save me from my sin, and let your Holy Spirit burn in me. Take away my heart of stone, and give me a heart of flesh, to love you and adore you, to follow and enjoy you, to delight in you forever. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. A prayer for young people. Almighty God, again and again you have called upon young people to inspire change or ignite human hopes. Never let older people be so set in their ways that they refuse to hear young voices, or so firm in their grip on power that they reject youth's contributions. Let the young be candid, but not cruel. Keep them dreaming dreams, seeing visions, and living in the Spirit who sets us free. Amen. New every morning is your love, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us the desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The God of peace be with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.